Hi everyone, my name is Victoria.
And my name is Monica.
And welcome to the Little Lits podcast.
This is a podcast especially for kids under the age of 12 where they talk about real life issues.
So we want to give kids an opportunity to talk about things that really matter to them, and we're making sure kids' voices get heard.
Get more information about the work we do at www.littleliterature.com.
Again, that's www.littleliterature.com. So, stay tuned for the next episode
and we'll be right back. Hello, hello, hello everyone.
We are back, we are back, we are back.
With another episode as always. And today we are talking about coronavirus and other illnesses.
Sorry, I don't know why I laughed.
Because it's the hot topic, that's probably why. Okay, since you laughed, what has been the reaction from people around you?
Me personally, I'm like, I could be on the tube and someone sneezes, coughs in my heart. I'm like, Jesus, the blood shudders. Move, move, move. But I'm just like, people die of the common cold.
Exactly.
Common flu.
Exactly.
Daily.
Exactly.
And like, do you know what I think it is like? We like to scare ourselves and hype things up a lot more than needs be. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I feel like media plays a big part. Everyday diseases that have been here are
there is a thing
kill
called
people
daily. Yeah.
Do you know? I feel like this is like
moral panics are real.
Yeah,
very, very, very real. I work with colleagues in China quite regularly. In fact, very, very regularly. And of course, coronavirus is real and it's on the ground in the country, but when I'm speaking to my colleagues, there's a lot that's going on locally that they need to deal with, and yes, they are concerned about it, but it's very interesting how you can take someone who is based in China now and compare them with someone that's based here in the UK. And the same level of moral panic occurs in the both of them. Even when you put down China's population against the number of people that have been infected, yes, the numbers are high, but in comparison to the rest of the population, minuscule. Mm. But it's been made to seem like such a huge thing. Have any kids spoken to you about coronavirus?
How do I say this about they don't know a lot about the virus, but they're more aware or alert when they see a Chinese person. And I feel like this is down to the media, because me as an adult as well, I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's so many Chinese people in this area. But before, I would never have thought that. Do you get what I mean? But now it's just like, oh my gosh, oh my god, you're more alert. And I feel like it's bad because
there's been a lot of racial abuse towards Chinese people or people from Chinese descent, of Chinese descent even. And it's very, very sad. But yeah, I agree with you definitely that I think it's been fueled by the media and the lack of knowledge. I know recently they tried to change the name from coronavirus to COVID-19 or COVID-19.
I didn't even know that.
And it's so funny, I love Nigerians so much. I saw something on social media and they were like, why are they just giving it a naming ceremony? We don't need a new name. They need to find a cure. And in my head, I just sat there and I thought, wow, this is obviously something that is real and is impacting people. But as much as I can laugh and be like, Nigerians are so extra, they're right. Why are we like that? Is not the priority now. Do you get what I mean? There is an illness. If you wanted to call it Blue Lagoon is impacting people. And something that I can compare it to, actually, it's not an illness, but it's something that we suddenly decide to name and probably has caused a lot more deaths than coronavirus to date. Different versions of it would be like storms. There's always a name for a storm. Storm Clara, Storm Brian.
Hey, Storm Dennis.
Exactly. There's just so many different things. But These things are making people homeless on a daily basis, causing people to have different sorts of illnesses, from pneumonia, you know, down to everything else that you could possibly think of in terms of health issues. However, the same level of scrutiny isn't given in the same way.
Mm.
And that is a cause of some of these illnesses. And I think that is a gap that I find anyway with this whole coronavirus situation.
Hello, hello, hello. What is your name, young man?
My name is Morris Yakil James. I'm 7 years old.
Thank you, thank you. So today I'm going to be talking about coronavirus, couldn't even say it there, and other illnesses. So do you know what the
coronavirus. It's kind of hard to say.
I'm struggling to say it. Thank you for correcting me. Do you know what it is?
Yes, it's an illness that's been spreading around from China to England. But some people are catching it, some people are not catching it. Do you want me to tell you why?
Yeah, tell me, educate me. Tell me what you know.
Some people don't go outside that much and they can't catch it as well as the other people who are outside. Some people outside can catch it, some people can't catch it. So, yeah.
How do you think people are catching it? Like, what type of things are people doing to spread it?
I'm not sure.
So, do you think it can spread easily through people sneezing, coughing?
Yes.
Do you think that people are talking about it too much?
Yes.
Why do you think people are talking about it too much?
Because it's a disease and it's a big disease. It can anything, sneeze, cough, touch. You can get sick quickly.
Okay, so that's a good point. You said you can get sick quickly. Do you think you can get sick by having a cold?
Yeah.
Can people spread colds?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you think we talk a lot about people having colds?
No, because so colds are just like little coughs, what you do sometimes. It won't really carry on to someone. All you need to do is have medicine, or if you can't do that, you have to go to the hospital.
Okay. So, do you know of any other illnesses?
No.
That's fine. How do you think... What can people do to protect themselves from getting this virus? So, how can they make themselves safe so they don't catch it?
There's a little mask. You put it around your mouth. So, you can't spread... If you already have it, you can't spread it to other people. So you wear a mask, but you can breathe in and out, but you can't, your germs still stay inside.
Have you seen anyone wearing any mask?
Yes.
Where have you seen them?
I've seen them, what was the last time I saw a person? I see people on the tube sometimes wearing them.
On the tube?
I went to my school trip.
Do you feel like you need a mask?
No, because I'm not sick.
So you think... That's a good point. So you're not sick. So do you think because you're not sick, you can't get it? Or is it only people that are sick should wear it?
Only people who are sick should wear it.
Why should only people that are sick should wear it?
Because if you're not sick, you are just wasting... You're wasting your own money to buy it because you don't really need it.
But then doesn't that help you not catch it?
But you don't have it.
So you think only the people that have it wear the mask?
Yes.
Interesting. It just made me think of the time when there was Ebola, when there was SARS, there's always something.
Foot and mouth.
There's just always something, and it's just like, you scare the living daylights out. I'm not saying people need to be aware and stuff, but we're battling diseases every day.
Every single day.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, we don't shed light on those diseases as much.
Mm.
but it's just like sometimes I feel like we go over the top and overboard. Like, how can you mention the virus and automatically a child is like, it's a Chinese person? I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. And that's what happened. I think that's what I found from the children that I spoke to, that they saw it attached to a particular demographic. They believe the cause is only down to a particular type of group eating a particular type of food. And it's just, it has a knock-on effect on everything. Like, if we're looking at it in terms of the economy,
hey,
business, right? Most, you check the back of most products that you have
made in China.
Do you get what I mean? Until it gets to the point where big companies, big corporations, or your everyday Joe is impacted, I think people won't realize how serious it is, but also on the other side, how they can't shut a particular part of the world out, especially a location with as much economic power as China. And I think that's what's happening now. People are shutting people from Chinese origin, Chinese descent, Chinese backgrounds out as a community, as well as physically shutting them out for business and stuff. But let's hear what the kids have to say about coronavirus, aka COVID-19.
AKA severe flu. No, I'm joking.
Severe flu. No, I'm joking. To be fair, it's basically severe pneumonia. And the people that are passing away, dying, are older people. And these are the same sorts of people, same demographic that would pass, or people with really weakened immune systems. These are the same sorts of people that would have died from, like you said, really severe flu. Hence why a lot of the elderly get free flu jabs in the winter.
Even that's a load of rubbish, but that's for a different day.
Let's hear what the kids have to say.
Can you tell me your name?
My name is Naomi.
And your age?
I'm 11.
Fantastic. So I'm going to ask you, what is coronavirus?
It's a disease that affects people in many ways. I think it's contagious. No, it is contagious. Okay. And it's mainly in China, I believe. There are 8 people here who have it at the moment. And I think it's like a disease where you start like having a cold and you can't really breathe properly. You sort of have like a very weird feeling.
Okay, and who told you about coronavirus?
No one really told me. I sort of heard it on the news, and like I've heard it in many places. I've heard people doing TikToks about it, so they've just heard it in many different places, really.
Okay. And from what you've heard about it, what sort of people get it and how does that make you feel?
I think it's the people in China who were eating unusual meat.
Okay.
And it does kind of scare me because I personally do love Chinese food, but I don't know if they've put that sort of meat in the food and I don't really like want to get it. Nobody does.
Mm.
And it just kind of makes me scared and anxious about sort of going for the food that I really like.
Okay. Do you have any friends from Asia or China in particular?
Yes, I do. They're not living there, but they were born there and brought to this country to be raised.
Mm-hmm.
She was a girl from my old school, and her parents were Chinese, and it's sort of just gone on until now when they've moved to England.
Okay, and has she mentioned anything, or have you seen anyone from China be treated differently because of coronavirus?
No, but I have seen 2 women who were Chinese wearing masks walking down the street over the mask that they were wearing, trying to stop them from getting it. And I'm not really sure if this isn't to do with China, but there were some people on a plane who had it, and they were sort of spraying them as they came off the plane to stop it spreading.
Okay. Are you aware of any other contagious illnesses or diseases in the world?
I'm not sure if this is still going on, but I have heard of Ebola,
mm-hmm.
which did kill thousands of people in Nigeria. I'm not sure if it was anywhere else, but I have heard of that. Although, of course, there is cancer, which is, you could say it's a disease, because it is an illness, so you could sort of say it's a disease.
Okay.
And,
what is cancer to you?
I feel like cancer is a sort of illness that can affect a lot of things. It can, I know that when you're being treated for it, that sometimes the medicine could make your hair fall out. And I feel like it's also something that sort of stops you doing the things you love, because it's sort of like you have it and it's not anything that anyone should look forward to. It's a serious matter. It shouldn't really be joked about, because many people have it, many people die from it. So it's not something to be joking around with.
Okay. So you've mentioned Ebola, you've mentioned coronavirus, and you've also mentioned cancer. What are some of the similarities or differences to you? Because they all affect people, don't they?
Yeah. I feel like with the coronavirus, it's people eating strange meat, which I don't really think I do eat strange meat. Or that might be a lie. I don't eat it much.
What strange meats do you eat then?
I don't really know, but I know whenever we go out and we buy Chinese, there's always these things in there that I don't really know what they are, but I do really like them somehow. So I don't eat it much.
Okay.
And I feel and because that is the main course of it, I don't really think I do that. And with cancer, it's more people, I think it's either skin or blood cancer that you can get by drawing on your hands. I'm not even gonna lie, I do that quite a lot. I do like colours, and I do try to express that a lot. So sometimes I would get a pen and draw a rainbow or something like that on my hand. I try not to do it much, but sometimes I just can't resist.
Okay. And do you think children are affected by these same illnesses, say all the ones that you've mentioned as well?
Yes, I do know a girl who has had cancer. She has been treated for it and it is now gone, but she did have cancer, and she was saying that how she really hated it, how it really stopped her from doing the things she loved. So it's not a fun thing. It is hard. I mean, my grandma, she did have cancer as well, and unfortunately she died from it. So I do know people who have had it, and it's not something that, it's not like going to a party when you go and you have lots of fun. It's there, and it's not anything to joke around. It's quite sad, actually.
Okay. So what would your advice be to adults? Because one of the things that I've seen or heard is that adults don't really talk to children about things like cancer, coronavirus, Ebola. Like you said, you heard about it from the news and social media. So what do you think adults can do more to let you guys know?
I think that adults should raise awareness, telling children about it, and even if you really have to, putting posters up, because sometimes just seeing that it's there and knowing that like maybe like just a sign of encouragement, just knowing that it is there, but we are going to be fine. That can really change things. I mean, like in China, I do know that masks are being handed out. I think that that should happen here as well. Obviously not everywhere, but I feel like it should mainly be happening in London, because that is a place where it is happening a lot. And for cancer, I do know that places like cancer research, they are trying to help, but I feel like adults should be telling children about it, because it's not only adults that get it, children get it quite a lot too. And for Ebola, not many people actually talk about it, and that did have a significant impact on many people. I mean, people lost family members, people lost people they really cared about. So I feel like people should know about it, and adults should be telling people, like children and even people who have gone through it, they should be telling them more about it, because I feel like it's sort of fading away, and that's not fair on the people who died. It's not fair on the people who are affected by it. It's really just not fair on them. I feel like it should be talked about, and that people should know about it, because it's like saying that we can't talk about diabetes. That's something that's wiped people out. And people do talk about that, so I don't see what difference that is for Ebola, because they are both illnesses. They do kill people, and yeah, they should both be talked about quite a lot, I think.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have. So, in summary, you can see that number one, kids are very, very, very concerned about coronavirus. But aside from that, they're also aware of other illnesses or diseases that have happened in their lifetime or in their communities that are of equal importance. So cancer was mentioned, spoken about, diabetes, Ebola. And I think the biggest takeaway from me was that we need to do more as adults to speak openly about illnesses, the cause, and truthfully give facts to kids, so that we're not being biased against a particular group or community.
100%, because illnesses don't discriminate against anyone, race, yep, age, gender. So,
oh my gosh, Naomi said that as well.
It's true. It's the thing is where the education's needed, because God forbid anyone can fall ill at any time. You can't just make it seem like, no, that's an older generation disease. That disease belongs in that race. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't care. So the education is needed. Not saying we need to scare, be wary of this, don't touch that, don't do that, don't. But I'm not saying, like,
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
However, don't
be aware of the diseases that are out there. Be mindful that if there is someone in your lives that have an illness, be honest about it. Have that conversation. Don't just be like when they're on their deathbed, oh, by the way, or
when they've gone.
Yeah,
that's what tends to happen. It's when they've gone, you now have this gap to fill or explain, so that people can kind of get why this person is no longer in the picture. Whereas if they had understood it from earlier on, yes, it's something that they can't change, but it would have been an easier pill to swallow, because you would have been on the journey with them. And I think for us, coronavirus isn't just China's problem, it's a global problem. And I think it needs to be resolved with everyone in mind as well. Any last words, Mons?
Carry your hand sanitizer. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Well, carry your hand sanitizer.
No, I'm not joking about that. You do need it. But
not just for coronavirus, though.
Just in general, day-to-day life, because we are walking bacteria, so no, I'm joking. I need to stop making a joke out of the situation. Don't listen to everything the media say.
Yeah.
However, there is a virus out there that is spreading worldwide. And just have conversation with your kids, like basic things about basic hand hygiene, you know? Just basic things that we should be doing in every day-to-day life, just reinforce those things. And don't scare your kids either, but you know, just be mindful that there's something out there that we don't currently have a cure for.
Thanks a lot. So if your children have anything to add on the topic, please do get at us using the hashtag Little Lits Podcast, or one word. So that's Little Lits Podcast. Or you can at us directly using the handle at littlelits_, and we're available on Twitter and Instagram.
See you next week, guys.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this episode, and a special thanks to all of the amazing children that were involved this week. As mentioned, Little Lits Podcast is brought to you by Little Literatures. This organisation is dedicated to promoting stories with kids, voices of kids, and learning for kids. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on another episode.